About a dozen military veterans are hiking in the San Bernardino Mountains east of Los Angeles. The sun is bright and hot. The elevation here is over 7,000 feet. And 51-year-old Navy veteran Samantha Scully is using a walking stick to keep up.
Because I need something to kind of help me with the hiking. I think with the elevation kind of makes me a little windy.
Scully pauses to breathe. She's here to forget about her stressful job as a computer systems analyst and focus on her mental health.
No phones, no electronics, just mountain time. Leave all that back down the hill.
She's only recently sought treatment for a sexual assault she experienced in the Navy 27 years ago. Like a lot of women in her position, Scully stayed quiet and didn't take advantage of veteran resources when she left the military.
I just thought once you're out, you're out. I didn't think anybody think about you other than Veterans Day.
Today, Scully's on mountain time thanks to the nonprofit group Higher Ground. The organization holds free recreational therapy camps for veterans and their families. Each camp combines outdoor activities with mindfulness and group therapy sessions. Lauren Turchlucy is director of military programs for the LA chapter.
So by allowing access to different recreational activities and coaching individuals through them, it's a strategy to learn coping skills, to learn new influences that will improve quality of life, to learn new interests, develop relationships. So everything is a very intentional treatment modality.
Turchlucy says Higher Ground tries to build each camp so the veteran participants really gel. They're recreating a sense of unit cohesion and social support that's often missing after military service ends. The goal?
Symptoms of depression being alleviated, realizing that there is hope because there's people out there and support systems out there.
Many Higher Ground campers are dealing with service-related conditions like post-traumatic stress disorder, traumatic brain injury, physical disability, or, like in Scully's case, military sexual trauma. For many campers, bonding with other veterans is the most helpful part of the week. Jesus Guzman says he feels weird talking about military stuff around his civilian friends.
They don't get it.
He's 29 years old, just got out of the Army last fall.
September 25th, 2017.
That's recent.
Yeah, and I'm also the youngest guy here.
And Guzman doesn't sugarcoat things. He has had a rough couple of years. His marriage broke up. He lost his best Army buddy to a car accident. He was kicked out of the service for testing positive for marijuana and picked up a misdemeanor weapons charge. Sleeping on his mom's couch, Guzman spiraled into a deep depression.
So the easiest thing for me would be to get on a skateboard, go down to the liquor store and get myself a 12-pack and drink my troubles away.
For a while, he barely left the house. But according to Guzman, this week of camping out, full days of sports, and hanging out with other vets who really get where he's coming from, it's all working.
I mean, in just a few days, it's been a complete turnaround in, like, how I look at things and how I perceive things.
It seems hard to believe that one week in the mountains could really change things for a veteran in crisis. But Jesus and I agreed to stay in touch, and about 2 months after camp ended, I dialed him up.
Hey.
He's started school using his GI Bill benefits to learn how to operate construction equipment. His favorite so far is the bulldozer. And Guzman still keeps in touch with a friend from camp. They hang out and go fishing together. He says that week with Higher Ground made a difference for him.
It's not that a week out there, being in the woods and camping is the ultimate fix for everything. It's that it can make all the difference if you approach it with an open mind.
The group offers a stipend for buying recreational equipment or fitness classes after camp ends, and Guzman plans to get a tandem kayak so he can take his sons out fishing soon, too. In Los Angeles, I'm Libby Denkman.